Good morning and Maranatha. Jesus is coming very soon. Let's continue to prepare and hope for him. We are in the last chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 16, and we want to do two sessions. The first session will be from verses 1 all the way to 12. And we want to connect with the last session we did, because the last session was saying that those who have the hope of Jesus Christ, the hope of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and their own resurrection, that keeps them productive. And Paul completed that chapter 15 by saying that keep yourself productive. Keep yourself in the work of the Lord. For you know, the work we do for the Lord is not in vain. It shall be paid. Now, one of the great work that is covered in chapter 16 is to provide. The one of the greatest work for the Lord is to provide for the poor, is to give alms, is giving. And Paul is encouraging this church at Corinth to gather their money and give to the church that was in Jerusalem. Paul remembers that he was one of the causes to scatter the church in Jerusalem while he was a persecutor. The people who gave themselves to Jesus Christ, who were still in Jerusalem, were poor people. They were poor because their property was confiscated. Some of them, when they gave their life to Christ, they never returned back to their property. And some of them started life all over again. It's very costly to follow Jesus. The life of following Jesus would make some people to leave or to forsake everything. Sometimes not because they want, but because the community around them is so hostile to them. And so it was the company in Jerusalem. You remember people like Joseph, the encourager, Barnabas, the encourager, who sold the piece of land and would bring the proceed to the feet of the apostles so that they may be able to give them, they may be able to distribute. So there were a lot of widows because men had been killed. Some of them had been killed. And some of them had even divorced because of the faith. And Paul had dealt with this. So the company or the community of believers in Jerusalem needed help. They needed to be given, to be supported. Who would support it? The people would support is the churches that Paul preached. So part of Paul's missionary journeys was also to raise support for that. And so he speaks briefly here, and he's going to cover that in 2 Corinthians, but chapter 8 and chapter 9, and probably chapter 10. But here, chapter 16 of the 1 Corinthians, he covers the giving. And he is giving the dynamics of giving and almsgiving. Giving is the sharing of the resources we have with another person or with the rest of the people. We have discovered that what we have should be shared by four groups or four communities, or four groups of people, or four individuals or four groups of people. Number one, what we have should be shared by God. You should give a portion of it to God's work. Everything is God's work, but should be given as tithe, as love offering, as sacrifices that we give in the church and for the company of new believers. Number two, part of what we have should be given to the government of the day. Paul says we give tribute, we give taxes, we give imports, we give all the money that we give to the government, VAT, value added tax, because it's our duty to support the government of the day. Number three, we should give what we have to the poor. That's called almsgiving. And the rest of them, and then we should give to ourselves through savings, through expenses, through helping what you do. That's giving to ourselves, where you treat yourself. You don't want to go and eat something and say, I want to treat myself. Buy something good. Buy a good car. Buy a good home. Buy a good dress. Buy a good shoe. You know, take yourself to school. You know, treat yourself. So we give to those four categories of people. Now here, we are talking about giving one of the category that is giving to the poor. That's almsgiving. So Paul gives the dynamics of this. And he says, who, when to be given, what to be given. We also discovered that you give five resources. One, you can give spiritual resource, you can give human resource or human capacity or talents, you can give time resource to the people, you can give material things to the people, and you can give money. But here we are talking about giving all those resources. Let's hear what Paul says. Now, about the correction for the Lord's people, that's the almsgiving. Do what I told the Galatians churches to do. So this is what Paul had given some other churches, and in particular the church of Galatia. And these are a number of churches in Galatia. On the first day, he says, of every week, this is very good practice, that you don't, by the way, Paul did not talk about tithe so much. I'm not saying that tithe is not good, but Paul was talking more about the giving, which is more than tithe. I know some people talk about tithe and they give tithe and that's all. And some people only give, they say, I've given tithe. That is to God. That's the portion you give to God. That's okay. But what about, what do we do with the 90? So Paul is speaking more than the tithing here. And he'll be talking about is that you give according to what you have been blessed. And they said on the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with your income. Now, this, he didn't talk about 1/10. He talked about you give according to your income. It could be 1/10. It could be 1/10. It could be 1. It could be 20%. It could be even 30%. Some people would give even 90%. Apparently, there are people who sowed their land and give everything. That was more than tithe. Is that so? There are people like Ananias and Sapphira who actually sold their piece of land and gave so much more than a tithe. But they kept something for themselves, but proposed that they have given, cheated, lied, they had given more than this. So Paul is saying, you set aside every day of the week. That is on Sunday. You keep some money, you are keeping every now and then, according to your income. Saving it up so that when I come, no correction will have to be made, so that he's not coming to ask for the money that day, but you've been keeping little by little according to your income. Then when I arrive, I'll give letters of introduction of the men you approve to send them with your gift to Jerusalem. It is, if it seems advisable for me to go also, they accompany me. So here he's talking about this money will be taken to Jerusalem for the poor, and you're also going to send some people. You're going to approve some men who are going to take this money. This is accountability. After I go through Macedonia, I'll come to you, for I'll be going through Macedonia. Perhaps I'll stay with you for a while. Now, here he's now talking about time resource. And he says how he's going to share his time. He says he's going to go through Macedonia. Then after Macedonia, he will come for a while. A while is about time. And even said spend time in winter. He's talking about, you know, sharing time with them, his time with them, so that you can help me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not want to see you now and make only a passing visit. I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits, but I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost. You see, he's now saying, how do I also give time? And here we're asking ourselves, how do we share time? How do we tithe time? How do we give the rest of the time to God's people? How do we give our time? Spending our time with God's people and with God and with ourselves. But he says, I'll stay in at Ephesus until Pentecost. Why? Because a great door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many who oppose me. Then he goes from material giving and he goes to the time giving. Now he says, for the human capacity or the people, human factor. He says, when Timothy comes, now this is what we call the human capacity, giving ourselves. See to it that he has nothing to fear while he is with you, for he is carrying on the work of the Lord just as I am. No one then should treat him with contempt. Set him on his way in peace so that he may return to me. I'm expecting him along with the brothers. Now about our brother Apollos, another human capacity, human gift, human capital. I strongly urged him to go to you with the brothers. He was quite unwilling to go now, but he will go when he has the time or the opportunity. Now, I want you to know that he talks about the giving of these dear people, like Paul, like Timothy, like Apollos, like you discover there's another one called Erastus, and a number of them. But you see, Apollos here was not willing to go or to go back to Corinth. Why? We are not told majorly why, but it could have been the church had divided because of him and Paul, and Apollos had come back and united with Paul. And maybe, probably, he felt that his going back would maybe split the church more, because there are people who had identified with him. But Paul wanted him to go so that he can tell them, look, myself and Paul, we are together. Paul had said, I planted, Apollos watered. And so Paul believed that they had a place. Each one of them had a place. But here, Apollos was unwilling. But Paul says, I asked him to come, but he was unwilling. But you come when he has an opportunity. Or he was busy, because he was also an educated man and doing a lot of work. So may God help us to know how we spend our material, our money, and our time and our human capacity. In Jesus' name.